News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg, who is out sick today. We wish her the best and hope she's back in studio soon. In the studio with me right now is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
So I hear you were doing something last week. What were you up to?
Well, actually, it was a pretty busy week, but I mention it because I wanted to talk about the rooftop at the PLT, the rooftop bar, rooftop bar.
Yeah, Pensacola Little Theater, for people who don't know what PLT is.
Yes, I'm sorry.
But yeah, and I know what you're referring to, because Brent Lane from next door, he was there with his wife and...
Sorry, I'm out of breath
here. Experience that a little bit, yeah.
I was a very late Malcolm Ballinger this morning.
That's okay, we're all set.
Yes, so they had a reception. I think it's probably the first one on Thursday. And I must say, I was immensely impressed. The view is incredible. Just a great venue for any kind of reception. I would think a wedding reception would be perfect up there. Mm-hmm. And you get a view across the bay, the 3 mile bridge.
Oh, so you do get a water view.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They've done a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to other cities where rooftop parties are a big thing there. And so when I heard, when I was talking to Pensacola Little Theater back when I was doing the show prior to Meg's joining us, I was talking to the Little Theater and they were like, yeah, this is coming up. And I'm like, this is fantastic. This is exactly what this community needs.
Yes, yes. So kudos to PLT, to Sid and all of the staff. They did a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. And I went out of my way to tell them that I thought it was magnificent.
Yeah. So I would imagine if people are interested in booking a corporate party or, you know, anniversary party or whatever, mm-hmm. they can reach out to Pensacola Little Theater.
Correct. Or PLT, as we know.
That's because my Navy guys are here. I think that's why you're throwing all the acronyms at me.
Yeah.
PLT and, at the PC.
Yes. On, I was trying to think of an acronym for Ice Flyers, but I guess the Flyers. Mm-hmm. Which brings me to Friday night. I was at the game on Friday night, and it was a wonderful game, enjoyed it, but kind of sad because now the season is...
Just wrapping up.
I think they have a couple more away games, but slim chance of making the playoffs. But it's been a challenging season, but still, it's great entertainment, and I understand it. At some level, it's important to win. You can't lose. You can't have losing seasons forever. People like to have winning seasons, but the atmosphere, the entertainment, the games are so great. Okay, it's nice to win, but it was a great game, and they do some wonderful things. They had the small dog races.
Mm. Yes.
And chaos ensued, but mm-hmm. they eventually got a winner. You know, most of the dogs, you know, just look around and say, well, what am I doing here on this ice? You know, this doesn't seem to make sense. Some others are just raring to go and just run across the ice. Mm-hmm. And so
they've been trained what to do.
Yeah. And then some of them get loose and run round and round in circles, people trying to catch them. Mm-hmm. It's for that alone, it's well worth going to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know that they have theme nights too, where they have Blue Angels nights and Military Appreciation Night. And, was the last one SpongeBob or something? Did I see something about that?
I think Saturday night was, you know, I could look it up, but there was a theme night. I think it was, you know, I don't remember.
Something about SpongeBob. I thought that was part of it. Anyway.
Maybe, yes. Could be. I know they think of some pretty creative things.
Yeah, yeah. So in front of us, we have the downtown crowd.
Yes.
It was the St. Patrick's Day edition. Did you do anything for St. Patrick's Day? I wasn't here to talk to you.
No, nothing really special. No.
I was going to ask, with your English background, I wonder if Malcolm has any Irish blood in him at all.
Absolutely none whatsoever. Okay. I haven't traced my ancestry back, but I know that at least five generations back, it's just British. On the one side, my family were farmers, and on the other side, my granddad's family were bargees. They operated barges on the canals of England. So I know that far back. So I'm rather proud of being English, British. Yeah.
My background is German, and my my mom's side is English, too. So we have that in common, you and me.
my dad always said that he believed that the family originally has German heritage. There were a lot of Huguenots that came, emigrated to England in the, what was it, 16th century or something, way back there. He kind of thought with the name Ballinger, which has a lot of variations, Bullinger and et cetera, that a German heritage. That's what he thought, and I don't know if that's true or not.
Interesting. All right. So what do we have in downtown crowd you'd like to highlight? We have about 2 minutes until the break.
Well, if you look on the back page,
okay,
that rather striking ad.
Yes, the Cabaret of Curiosities. Art becomes the life of the party at Pensacola's Little Theater.
Talking again about PLT. The Cabaret, which is April 12th, which I'm really looking forward to.
Is this the first time they're doing it, or do they do this regularly?
Oh, no, they do this every year.
Okay.
I would say quite an event. It's an event. And, of course, they will incorporate the upstairs area, bar, reception area.
Okay.
There is a name for it. They have a name, Rooftop Bar.
That's probably the best one. Tells you what it is.
Yes. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. If the tickets are still available, they sell out pretty quickly. But it's just a fun event.
A lot of art on display, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, some of it a little different. But they usually have a, which I enjoy playing, a poker table. Play a little Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
But they sort of cordon off the street, and they have a band outside. And just all kind of dances and things. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I like that, the Cabaret of Curiosities. Whoever came up with that title, kudos to them, because that's fantastic.
Yes.
What else can people expect? It sounds like you've been there before. You mentioned the street stuff. You mentioned the Texas Hold'em.
Yes.
What else?
They usually have some cabaret dancers inside. And they... Upstairs, they have what they call, there's a VIP area where you pay a little extra, and they have food up there, and that's a good place just to sort of talk and network a little bit.
All right. Pep Talk will be right back after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say 12 years, and they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." Do you? They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest today, I'm your host, PJ, in the studio for Meg today. Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is in the studio with us on Monday. And we're looking through downtown crowd a little bit. And I know that we also have, because Ballet Pensacola has Don Quixote coming up.
Yes.
And that's going to be March 28th.
That
to the
is
30th.
Next. Yes, that's next Saturday.
This coming, yes.
Yes. So. And also on Saturday, the symphony has Strauss and Schubert.
Mm-hmm.
I shall be there.
All right.
That sounds like a great program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So that is going to be, Strauss and Schubert. And looking at my, so that's March 29th as well. If you have any questions about that, Pensacola.
So I guess the 28th must be Friday then.
28th. You're making me do this on a Monday morning. Come on. 28th is Friday, 29th is Saturday.
Don't want to get everybody confused.
It's cloudy outside. It's raining. You're asking me questions like, well, what's the 28th? I don't know. Yeah. What's the 28th?
Now, we have just finished at Pensacola Magazine an exhaustive selection process for the bridal cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we have selected a winner. I did not select a winner. The editorial staff did. I just want to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want brides throwing eggs at me or something because they weren't selected.
Did you get a lot of submissions for that?
Yes, we did. We had over 50 submissions.
Okay.
And when they showed me the one that they had picked, I was thrilled. I thought it was... Now, I looked at all of them afterwards, and there's some great... It's just... Really is. I know people always say this. It's difficult to choose a winner. But it truly was. There were so many great photos. And the one that they chose, I'm not going to give any clues, but I think it is absolutely beautiful. I think they made a great choice.
When can people see that edition?
Well, we are still just finalizing that. We're hoping to get it to the printers before the end of the week, so probably the end of next week or early the week after, just depending. Apart from the cover contest, we also list event spaces and services, and it's just so much work to get those right.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, somebody gets missed, but we try not to do that.
Yeah.
But it's difficult. There are lots and lots of wedding places in the Pensacola area. We're actually becoming a little bit of a wedding venue in many respects. We've got so many wonderful places.
Yes, destination weddings are definitely a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Working for a local chamber here, we had so many questions, and it was brides from up north or maybe the bride's mom from up north saying, where's a good place to get married? And usually I sent them to visit Pensacola to answer those questions. But it's nice to know that there's also a resource out there, Pensacola Magazine Weddings 2025, that they can look at too. So it'll be online for people to look at as well?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It will be online. The day we send it to the printers is the day that it'll be online.
Mm-hmm.
And we have started to get a tremendous amount of page views, I guess. Trying to get into the lingo here. Page views, which is very pleasing. We are expanding the whole online presence. Everything that we publish is on our website. website, and you can read it, as you say, in the flip book. Mm-hmm. And the big announcement will be, well, hopefully end of this week or early next week.
Perfect. So should they watch your website to get details on that?
BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay. And you mentioned that there's also other aspects to it, like venues, catering options, photographers, things like that.
Yes, the whole thing. Yeah. Yes. Most of the submissions for the cover come from, obviously, professional photographers. Although we do get some that are taken by amateurs and do a very fine job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, as I say, we had over 50 and just a great, great entries.
I would guess that there's also hotels, so people that want to block hotels off for their big weekend.
Yes, the whole family thing goes along with weddings.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome. That's exciting, and we're certainly looking forward to that. What else would you like to highlight for us?
Well, an event that I will be going to. In fact, I see that it's... actually, it conflicts with the symphony.
Uh-oh,
he's right. The annual fur ball.
Tell me about the fur ball.
Well, it's for the Humane Society, and it's just showcases what they do. And, of course, it's a fundraiser as well. But they generally have some cute little animals there, that dogs and cats and all kinds of things that you can adopt. It's a very formal event, and they, as I said, they do a wonderful job. They do a wonderful job day in and day out at the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, a showcase for what they do.
And it says in the article here that tickets sell out each year. So if you're a pet lover,
yes,
get your tickets.
Yes.
It's going to be that March 29th. Starts at 5:30 p.m., Pensacola Yacht Club. And I would imagine if people want more details, they can go to Pensacola Humane Society's website.
Correct.
Yeah. So you've attended this in the past?
Yes. I think they've done it now for about 4 or 5 years, and I've been to each one. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do the animals all get along with each other?
Some get a little testy.
Yeah.
But we haven't. I don't think we've had a dog fight. I don't think anybody's been bitten yet.
Well, that's good.
If anybody's going to get bitten, it'll be me.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk News Radio 92.3.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and, of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest, I'm your host, PJ. Today in the studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. I'm going through the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine. One of the articles that we're highlighting right now is raising chickens in your backyard. What say you?
Well, we've all been to the grocery store lately, and you have to take out a second mortgage to buy a dozen eggs. So this is very topical.
Yeah.
Not too far from me, somebody has chickens because the cockerel crows in the morning.
Hear them.
Yeah, which is actually, I find it kind of comforting. Now, my grandparents were farmers, and so I would wake up to that many mornings when I stayed with my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
They, of course, had chickens, so I know a little bit about raising chickens. Theirs were free range, of course, in those days. I guess they were all free range.
Mm-hmm.
And they are relatively easy. It used to be my job to go collect the eggs in the morning and then in the evening. And as they were free range, they found all kinds of different places to lay eggs. Of course, today, in most people's situations, you can't do that. You've got to have a fairly confined area.
Yeah.
But they are, they're not necessarily easy to keep, but they're not too difficult. And there is nothing like an egg which is free range. You know, it has that deep orange pumpkin kind of color.
Mm-hmm.
Most store-bought eggs, the regular ones, are very light-colored yolk.
Yes, they are.
I think the taste of the eggs is just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously much healthier, too, because they're free-range and antibiotic-free. Again, make a wonderful breakfast.
Yeah.
Two or three of them.
I agree that the flavor is definitely different, and it's a good flavor. So if you want to learn more about raising chickens in your backyard, certainly pick up the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine, and it'll tell you everything, what kind of chickens that you want, and how to take care of them, how to house them. It's all there for you. Malcolm, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.